Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, pemerintah federal menghadapi tekanan yang semakin besar untuk melonggarkan kebijakan perjalanan luar negerinya. Departemen Dalam Negeri menunjukkan 3 dari 4 permohonan cuti telah ditolak. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Pablo Finales dan Sonia Lal. Pada bulan Maret yang lalu, Australia menutup perbatasannya secara internasional dan melarang warganya bepergian ke luar negeri. Hanya orang-orang dengan pengecualian khusus yang dapat melakukannya, termasuk jika perjalanannya itu adalah bagian dari tanggapan COVID. Jika perawatan medis mendesak tidak tersedia di Australia atau untuk kepentingan nasional. Seorang warga negara, Sarah Balsamini, telah menyebut Australia sebagai rumahnya selama dekade terakhir. Namun sejak wabah virus corona, ia mulai merasa terisolasi dari tempat kelahirannya di Italia.
You know, just the pandemic made me realize how far I am from home. As an expat, you kind of get used to be 24 hours from home. But at the moment, you feel like you're more 24 months from home if anything should happen to your family. And I just wasn't willing to stay in Australia without the government disclosing any plan on reopening the borders and being able to visit family or having family visiting me.
Balsamini mengatakan ia mengajukan pengecualian, namun ia menganggap proses itu merendahkan.
I didn't find it difficult, but I found it degrading. And I know that for most people who didn't have to deal with home affairs for the past 10 years like I did, might seem a little price to pay for an increased security. But for me, when I got my Australian citizenship 2 years ago, I really hoped that would have been the last time that I had to disclose any personal information with home affairs, and I had to rely on their compassion or fairness to make decision about my life.
Meskipun ia telah mendapat pengecualian, Balsamini belum diberitahu untuk berapa lama. Ia mencoba menavigasi waktu terbaik untuk pergi.
I just don't want to live in Australia as a prisoner, knowing that if I want to travel overseas, I need to wait for if and when home affairs will give me permission.
Australian Border Force atau ABF telah menerima hampir 92,000 permintaan, dan lebih dari 22,000 diantaranya diberikan antara bulan Maret dan Juli. 3 dari 4 permintaan untuk meninggalkan negara ini telah ditolak. Pengacara imigrasi Adam Burns telah dibanjiri dengan pertanyaan bulan lalu. Ia mengatakan kurangnya penjelasan dari pihak berwenang tidak membantu situasi ini.
That is the most frustrating part for the clients and certainly for ourselves. So we actually had a refusal come through this morning for a client who is probably one of the stronger applications that we've lodged, and the refusal decision simply was, I haven't got in front of me, just paraphrasing, along the lines that they didn't meet the requirements for an exemption, and that was pretty much it. It was a standard cut and paste answer.
Konstituen di Warringah di pinggiran kota Sydney beralih ke anggota parlemen lokal mereka, Independent Sally Stegall, untuk mendapatkan jawaban. Stegall mengatakan mereka yang ingin bepergian telah memiliki alasan yang sah dan telah bersedia untuk dikarantina setelah mereka kembali.
This is not a question of someone wanting to go on a one-week jaunt overseas. This is serious life events. It's either the birth of a child or the wedding of an only daughter, or serious illness in the family, or elderly parents needing to be assisted into a home situation, or very difficult situations, or business interests that absolutely urgently need to be dealt with. No one is talking about just a willy-nilly one-week vacation overseas.
Anggota parlemen lainnya telah menyuarakan keprihatinan mereka tentang proses itu. Anggota parlemen Partai Liberal untuk Wentworth, Dave Sharma, berpendapat bahwa virus itu mungkin ada di Australia tanpa batas waktu. Namun, larangan yang ketat pada perjalanan keluar dari Australia perlu diperlonggarkan. Mendukung permintaan Sharma, Stegall mengatakan penyesuaian dunia terhadap virus corona perlu dilakukan.
it is time to develop a policy around how do we live in a COVID world beyond just the hard measure of just completely shut down borders. And this exemption process that puts a lot of pressure on the staff at Home Affairs and in the department to deal with it, and it's creating a lot of bureaucracy around something that I think needs more flexibility and a little more compassion.
Nah, Anda tetap dapat mengikuti perkembangan tentang virus corona dalam bahasa Anda di situs sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.